as the beloved God of the Swiss Alps speaks his heart to us tonight. We ask our mighty presence to bless him and to bless all who come under his radiation in that locality, and to forever pour forth whatever our life streams can give, to hold all that is of the light in that area, invincible against the hordes of the shadows forever. Beloved ones of my heart, thank you for your calls to us tonight. Thank you for your assistance to those who are of the light and through whom we are doing everything possible to help steady some of the conditions in both Switzerland and Europe that we want to protect, and where we want the victory of the light to forever hold its dominion. We are in reality hands across the sea with you, as your love and blessings come to us. For while we have held freedom guarded in Switzerland by the power of the retreat in the Swiss Alps, that power must take its dominion and must be expanded, beloved ones, in order to hold a certain protection and a balancing force in that area for the accomplishment of that which eventually brings the purification and freedom to all. We have poured forth through the activities of the mountains every conceivable activity of purity. And after all, that's all the world needs. The whole earth and all upon it, in order to correct conditions, simply needs purification. So from those great powers of life that are focused into the activities of the sacred fire held in the retreats of the world, there comes constantly to mankind ever greater and greater assistance from cosmic realms of love and life and power. And so it is with you. To the mass of mankind who as yet seem not to be awakened, this cosmic light that is coming is playing upon them everywhere throughout the world, because it is coming into the atmosphere of Earth and will eventually enter into the structure of Earth itself. And that cosmic light is compelling the forward movement of great masses of life streams who really do have great light, but who for perhaps several embodiments have been caught in outer world activities which did not allow their light to expand. And so now, as the cosmic law takes things in hand and releases an added impetus and an added impulse into the mental and feeling world of the mass of the people of the world, it will awaken thousands and thousands to the recognition of this light and will turn them away from destructive activities in the outer and give them the desire to enter in and anchor to the power of God that protects them. So there is no earnest effort lost, no matter how much you call for the powers of freedom to act quickly. Regardless of appearances, those calls are doing their inner work. The radiation from the gods of the mountains is intensifying hourly throughout the world, as is the outpouring from the seven mighty Elohim. And when all of this with the cosmic light and your calls for the sacred fire join together in the atmosphere of Earth as well as in the physical structure of Earth itself, it brings and forces tremendous illumination, which is also a purifying process. Great is the love and patience of the cosmic beings who are in control of the earth and all upon it. And now the cosmic moment or the cycle has come in which they can move forward with very much greater activity than has been permitted in former cycles. And so, while destructive forces to some degree seem in some channels to be getting worse, yet in the other channels of the world, the light is expanding with such great progress, with such great rapidity, that strength is coming through sometimes very severe experiences to millions of life streams throughout the world. And when that light reaches a certain pressure, I assure you, all mankind will awaken. Thank you, precious ones. So our beloved ones within the radius of our retreat in the Swiss Alps are receiving a great deal more light than they are outwardly aware of as yet. But the day will come when the radiation held within the mountain ranges of the world will produce a certain luminosity in the atmosphere above them. And then mankind will understand something of what our service has been through the many cycles of time that we have poured the power of God's heart to this world. The day will come when the atmosphere above the mountain ranges will be self-luminous. It will come gradually and intensify little by little as mankind is able to absorb it and utilize the extra power which that electronic force is to release in the atmosphere of Earth for greater victorious accomplishment in the work mankind or activity mankind is to produce in this world in the future. We are hoping to bind certain forces that have created war so long, and with the efforts of the beloved Master Jesus, we hope to accomplish some things in Asia Minor that we trust will not allow the destruction to break loose that is being planned. So those of you who are privileged to live within the radiation of the retreat of the Swiss Alps can, as you make the call, draw more of the intensifying electronic force and purifying power from that retreat into your study groups, into your own individual activities, and into your nation. If you, who understand of our existence and know how to make the call, will ask for an individualized stream of the outpouring from our retreat to enter into your groups or into the countries where you abide, it will be possible for us to intensify greatly your every effort to hold to the light and to hold harmony and control in the conditions by which you are surrounded. That is why I have come tonight, that those of you who have come across the sea to receive of the light that is here, it is that when you go back, you may be a guarding presence and receive a more intense focus of the power that we can pour forth as you give us recognition and hold the memory and the feeling of the awareness of my presence there with you. My presence can pour to you whatever intensity of the power of that retreat that you can absorb and use from day to day. And that can intensify just as rapidly as you can stand it in your outer activities as you go on with your sincere devotion and obedience to your mighty I Am presence and those of us who are watching your light expand. Thank you for the courage and the strength and the power of the light that is within you, which has been able to expand and produce the conditions of harmony there through which we have worked thus far. And I want to thank you individually for the effort you have made to give us recognition and keep the door open by which we can not only help you, but can draw in and around conditions that need this light so greatly. Every possible assistance we can give at this time. So thank you, beloved ones from Switzerland. Thank you for your love of the light. And thank you for your effort to expand it. And as you feel the greater outpouring from our retreat, will it come into your world and affairs and be for you the power of victorious accomplishment. And we are very grateful for every effort you have made to help this great God freedom of God's own love and power to be given conscious recognition, to be used consciously, and to be called forth for the purification and illumination of the people in that portion of the world where distress has been so great. Thank you forever for your love of the light. Now, as you reach into the greater activities and use of the sacred fire. We will do everything possible to assist you. We will guard you, and we have gifts to give you that will help you to carry the light so that wherever possible, one life stream after another can be reached and helped to stand steadily in the light until each one learns how to make the application by which freedom comes to all. So, blessed ones, you know, in reality, you might think you belong to different countries in the world, but in reality, you are one great family throughout the earth, the family of God and God's heart. And as you understand what it means to use the heart flame of life's conscious command to accomplish these things, you will understand how you are drawing to earth the love of the sacred fire that the earth must have and is the only means by which it can be free. The world, after all, is the flame of God's heart. When you consciously understand that and use the heart power of life to do these things that need to be done, you will find that your decrees are fulfilled both in the solving of your problems and in the releasing of yourselves from the struggle that has been yours in centuries past. When you begin to use consciously the heart flame of your mighty I Am presence, the ascended host, into conditions that need changing, you will find the master power of the sacred fire of the universe has come to dwell with you on earth and abides with you until the perfection comes forth. And I want you to feel that tonight as you never have felt it before. Thank you, precious ones. And you see, in the centuries past, mankind has not understood what the use of the sacred fire was and how every individual who understands it can use it to control outer conditions and that way make it not only a permanent part of themselves, but a permanent part of the activities of this world. And that is what the earth must have if it's going to be raised out of the shadows of the mistakes of the past. So, blessed ones, be of good cheer. Enter in to the very heart flame of your mighty I Am presence, the heart flame of the love from the ascended host. Know that is your home, and from there make your calls to render your service to the rest of life until you see one miracle after another performed, and as one light stream after another looks up to the light and asks for it, you, by your call to the heart flame of each life stream's mighty I Am presence, will draw that blessing in and around those life streams until it makes them strong enough to anchor on the pathway of light I begin to make their own application. Once you understand how powerful can be your assistance as you draw forth the activity of the heart plane of your mighty I Am presence and from us, you will also have the assistance of the activities of the sacred fire in every ascended master retreat throughout the world. And that will come to your assistance as you prove to your mighty I Am presence and to us that you are going to make this your habit and way of life. And as the habit becomes set, you automatically are one with those activities of the sacred fire that have always controlled outer world conditions and always will. Therefore, you are the family of the flame of God's heart. And wherever you abide, that flame will forever control all things for you. So, blessed ones, be of good cheer, go forward, and live in the heart flame of such perfection of God's love that you abide in the powerhouse of that mighty I Am presence. And from there, you render your assistance to all who are ready to look toward the light. And you take their hands one by one and lift them unto freedom by the sacred fire of the flame of the heart of the mighty I Am presence. So as you render that service to others, so do I enfold you in the heart flame of that mighty power in the retreat of the Swiss Alps, and its heart flame shall reach out and enfold you and hold you in its security and its love and its freedom. Thank you with all my love forever. Beloved God of the Swiss Alps, with all our love and gratitude and blessing, we thank you for the guarding presence of your love. We do ask every assistance for our loved ones in Switzerland, everywhere throughout the world, in foreign lands. And may the heart flame from the mighty I Am presence of each life stream from the ascended host enfold everyone in those remote countries of the world where they are trying alone to stand for this light. Now may the light go forth of our heart's love and forever be their guardians till the victory of their ascension is complete and the ascension of the world. We thank thee. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible victory over all in this world. But wherever we abide, the heart flame of the mighty I Am presence surges forward and controls everything and compels us into master perfection to forever control. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with such invincible victory and power of your own heart's flame, and clothe all we hold near and dear with your heart's flame, almighty in its cosmic action, and see that it stands between all of our loved ones and everything of this world till their ascension is complete. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, beloved God of the Swiss Alps, for your love tonight. May ours become like yours, and forever raise all to their eternal freedom. So the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flames of the seven mighty Elohim of creation. And beloved Arcturus, expand the unfed flame in our hearts to become one of that sevenfold flame of thou. And cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not out of it. And pouring into his distress this great heart flame of the mighty I Am and the ascended host, surge it forward in an ocean of cosmic power and see that it controls all, everywhere, forever. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious one. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. We love you, we love you, we love you. Thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Our beloved, my I Am presence, Saint Germain, Chief, Daddy, Nada, and the great divine director, all the ascended masters, the angelic host, the cosmic king, and the force of the element. Our beloved John and Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible God Victoria, the Trinity of God, and all other group leaders and I Am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones, we add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty hand presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding heart flame from the mighty hand presence of the ascended host, raise forever all in this world into the ascended master's purity and freedom and perfection of the ascension, as we have called. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of all of this radiation. Make them the custodians of the wealth of the world, and to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the chains called death, and we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart set of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations necessary for the quick descent of that great heart flame from the mighty I Am presence and the ascended host that comes forth and does its work quickly for the freedom of all. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, we ask the mighty I Am presence to blaze the heart flame of eternal peace into and around us all till we become a son of its presence for eternity. Peace, peace, peace be with you. Peace, peace, peace. Perfect you. Peace, 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 give you peace, that you may multiply it for the Prince of Peace forever holds command. And we thank you.